Since the day Donald Trump came back into the White House, he started a global economic battle which is shaking up markets, industries, and international relations. With tariffs, trade restrictions, and bold new policies, Trump is taking on China, European Union, Mexico, Canada, and even longtime strategic allies like India. But is this a masterstroke to revive American industries or a risky move that could backfire on the US economy? Trump has always talked about making America great again. That is how he won the election second time. But this time his strategy goes beyond just trade wars and border security. He wants to pull the US out of international organizations and treaties. These are the very organizations that have kept America at the center of global power for decades. Last month in February, Trump signed an executive order to review US participation and funding in major global institutions like the World Health Organization, the IMF, and the World Bank. And he has even hinted on leaving NATO. Now, at first glance, this might seem like a bold America First move. Why spend billions of dollars on international bodies when the money could be used back home? Sounds logical and straightforward, right? But the reality is far more complicated. To understand why this could be a mistake, we need to look at how America maintains its global dominance. There are three key pillars. Number one, the US has the most powerful army in the world. Number two, the US dollar is the world's reserve currency. Number three, America controls financial organizations like the IMF and World Bank, which lend money to struggling countries. Trump's idea of pulling out of these financial institutions could shake up this entire structure. These organizations are not just lending banks, they control financial influence over developing countries. The World Bank funds projects like roads, bridges, and power plants in poorer nations. The IMF helps countries in financial crisis by offering emergency loans. And here's the catch. Because the US is the biggest contributor, it also has the biggest say in who gets the money and under what conditions. For example, Argentina borrowed over $30 billion from the IMF. And when the economy struggled, their president, Javier Milei, had no choice but to get closer to the United States, knowing fully that Washington controls much of the IMF's decision-making. In simple terms, being part of the IMF gives America leverage over countries in need. After all, money matters and money gives control. Now, if Trump decides to cut ties with the IMF and World Bank, the biggest winner will not be the United States, it will be China. Why? Because China has already been quietly building its own influence through massive loans to developing countries. It is often propagated as debt trap by the West. But in reality, whether you call it a debt trap or just risky lending, the truth likely lies somewhere in between. In Africa, China has lent billions to countries rich in minerals and resources. In Latin America, Chinese investments are increasing every year. Many countries now owe China 10 to 15% of their national GDP in debt. Now, this gives China a strong grip on these nations. They can influence their governments, build infrastructure, and even control global supply chains. While the United States talks about cutting international spending, China is doing the opposite. China has signed currency agreements with 40-plus countries, lending out over $600 billion in its own currency. It funds infrastructure projects in developing countries, making them dependent on Beijing. It controls critical resources like cobalt, used in batteries and semiconductors, by investing in mines across Africa. This is where the real economic war is happening, not just in tariffs, but in who controls the global money flow. Now, Trump has also hinted at leaving NATO, arguing that the United States is spending too much on defense, while Europe benefits more. Now, it is true that the United States pays 68% of NATO's total defense spending. But then think about it. If US leaves NATO, will it actually save money? Not exactly. The US only contributes about $3.5 billion per year to NATO's operational budget. Meanwhile, Europe is America's biggest weapons customer, buying over $300 billion worth of US arms in 2024 alone. Buying things like combat aircraft, artillery systems, drones, missiles, etc. If the US leaves, Europe might start buying weapons from other countries instead, like India. So instead of saving money, pulling out of NATO might hurt US defense companies and weaken American influence in Europe. Trump wants to put America first, but if the United States retreats from global leadership, China will step in. China is already challenging the US dollar by promoting its own currency in global trade. It is expanding its economic influence through loans and investments. It is securing access to crucial resources that the United States and its allies need. At this rate, if Trump pulls the US out of the IMF, World Bank, and other global institutions, China will not only just catch up, it might surpass America faster than anyone expected. Now the question is, will Trump really go through with this and become full protectionist? If that happens, the United States will risk losing influence over global markets while China strengthens economic ties with the rest of the world. How will the United States compete with China on the world stage? So this is where I feel Trump's aggressive and bold statements are more about gaining leverage than actual policy execution. These extreme statements are only for pushing other countries into making concessions. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.